full disclosure, I am very happy that we have our friends over at Newsmax as a sponsor of the Ari Hoffman Show. I'm on Newsmax every single week, multiple times a week, talking about the various issues that we talk about on this show and the insanity in America. But unfortunately, now DirecTV subscribers won't get to see that because DirecTV, AT&T's DirecTV, has dumped Newsmax. Why? Seems like they're just doing the same woke garbage they have done before, just like they did to One America News, OAN, for those of you who know it, and who knows which outlet could be next. They didn't do it to Vice. They didn't do it to any of the liberal outlets, and Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, often beating CNN in the ratings, though I'm not sure if that's a compliment, because I think reruns of the Andy Griffith Show beat CNN in the ratings. But joining us now to discuss all this and how ridiculous it is, Newsmax TV foreign policy analyst, co-secretary general of the Transatlantic Parliamentary Group, and author of the new book, Iran, an Imperialist Republic and U.S. Policy, Waleed Faris. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today. So you found out about this. You found out Newsmax was getting bumped. What was your first reaction, and why are they claiming they're doing this?
Well, there must be reasons, and those reasons are, of course, political. That is the domestic reason that this big gathering of far-left radicals wants to get rid of the rising networks, including, as you just mentioned now, Newsmax, but also OANN and other smaller media around the nation. It's a war of ideas. But then, as I was doing my research, I realized that there may be another foreign reason for that. Why? Because AT&T, as I discovered yesterday and the days even before that, has a contract with the Iran regime on Iran. And it just happened, being an expert in foreign policy, that Newsmax has been opposing the Iran deal, has been, you know, backing the Trump administration, and now, of course, the majority in Congress. So I think there is more than just a competition between media inside the United States. There is a lobby that has instructed AT&T to let go of Newsmax.
This is exactly the sign of garbage we see in Hollywood all the time. I remember when the Top Gun movie was being made, there was a whole big controversy because there was a Chinese group that was funding it, and they removed certain items of the film. Now, those items of the film eventually got put back into the film when the Chinese group pulled out. But I'm saying, how much longer is American corporations going to bend the knee to countries like Iran?
It's unbelievable. There are many corporations which were initially convinced by the Obama administration. Remember, in 2009, the former president engaged in discussions with the Iran regime. This is not 2015. It started in 2009. And the idea was that the Iran regime will offer these companies free ride inside Iran, make all the money you want, but at the same time, allow us to develop our own ballistic missiles, and then nobody should check our power. It was done before. And then the Trump administration came in and ended everything. And this is the reason, in my view, why these companies were hoping to get all that money turned into lobbies against the Trump administration. There is this unbelievable foreign interest that they are protecting against their own United States national interests.
We're talking with Waleed Faris, Newsmax TV foreign policy analyst, co-secretary general of the Transatlantic Parliamentary Group, advisor, professor, author of the brand new book, Iran, an Imperialist Republic and U.S. Policy. So the question is anybody in Congress going to call this out? I mean, I've heard some of them say, hey, this is ridiculous, this is woke, but I don't hear anything about the Iran stuff. What are we doing to educate them on this as foreign governments messing around with our corporations?
Well, the Iran lobby is ahead of us for years. They have been linking up. They formed an pressure group called the Iran Deal Lobby. And any force in the United States that would be punished because it opposes the Obama-Biden administration agenda is basically, you know, a victim of this lobby that has been acting not just regarding Newsmax, way beyond that. Many experts have been smeared in the media, attacked, and those who will join them are the mainstream media, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN. There is a war of ideas going on for many years, but now they are touching a nerve. And I think that the majority, thankfully, the new majority in the House is going to move on this. I believe that this move against Newsmax came to preempt, meaning they wanted to finish this relationship with Newsmax, bankrupt it or try to, and then they will deal with, you know, the hearings that are going to be taking place. So it's like they were smart enough to do a preemptive strike against Newsmax, and then the majority in Congress will have a hard time to reestablish that matter. But they're wrong. They're wrong because they, too, can be called upon to give information. You know, in a hearing, that's what they used to do to the Republicans. Now the Republicans are going to call for information, for exchange of emails. And AT&T is making a big, big mistake by engaging into the interest of the Iran deal. Big mistake.
It also seems like the Iran deal has absolutely no hope right now. We've seen all the problems Iran has been causing. We've seen all the issues of it completely falling apart. We saw that after it collapsed, we were able to have peace in the Middle East under the Abraham Accords. It is failed thinking. And more, it seems like the Biden administration is trying to slowly, slowly walk away from it, acknowledging that, hey, this thing has no chance. Your thoughts?
The issue is beyond and above this is the fact that many have gotten money. Let me be very direct here. Many interests, many financial interests in America, companies have already signed agreement, and AT&T is one of them. They signed a agreement for $7.5 billion to establish those communication networks in Iran. So people got money, and they owe to pressure to preserve that amount of money. And it's just not AT&T alone. It's big companies, transportation, etc. And you know what? Let me say it probably for the first time. These companies are the same ones who went after the Trump administration, the same ones who have been going against the conservative movement. It's like by doing so, they are making sure that no administration will be back and kill the Iran deal. Now, you are right. The Biden administration realized as of October of last year that the Iran people is rejecting the regime, is rejecting the Iran deal. And so there is only one path, is to withdraw. But those who are pressuring the Biden administration, they have already cashed, so they owe this, which is very, very ugly in politics.
Now, if you're a DirecTV customer, you can call them toll-free at 877-763-9762 and demand that they bring back Newsmax or you can cancel with them. You can also, if you're not an AT&T customer, you can go to iwantnewsmax.com. Sign the online petition right there. You can also contact a member of Congress or senator and tell them to investigate this connection between Iran and AT&T. Waleed Faris, Newsmax TV foreign policy analyst, co-secretary general of the Transatlantic Parliamentary Group, advisor, professor, author of the book Iran, an Imperialist Republic and U.S. Policy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.